When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review. 42 Doug and ESTG, Last Ones Left. First time that we put either one of them in the chamber, but I'm going to give you a very abbreviated intro. 42 Doug is currently signed to Lil Baby and Yo Gotti's respective labels, Four Pockets Full and Collective Music Group, in conjunction with Interscope Records. And 42 Doug is from BZ's hometown, Detroit, Michigan. And ESTG is also signed to Yo Gotti's Collective Music Group / Interscope Records and Warlike. And he is from Louisville, Kentucky.
ESTG?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
From Louisville.
I expect you to say that.
I didn't expect to read that.
Yeah.
But like I said, first time that we are reviewing either one, so why not knock two? Why not knock out two for one? Okay, I'm gonna jump right into it. This motherfucker is a bump in the whip special, nigga. Bruh, look. First of all, I primarily listen to this shit on my damn Power Beats Pro. Well, not my, what the fuck are these? I don't even know what the hell these are. On my Beats. Fucking little earbuds. Mm-hmm. And there was quite a few times I had to stink face like, nigga, how is this beating like this? How is this? I didn't even bump it in the whip yet. Mm-hmm. And it is crazy. Mm-hmm. Yo, and B talked about this on the live a little bit, which is why I said, you know, let me just send this shit to Ken. Let's just do this, because if B say it's good, 9 times out of 10 is good. And this is a damn good project. And like I said, man, it's bumping with music, bro. Like, both of these, like, I don't know who the producer is. But I, you know, honestly, Ken, these are some of the newer cats in hip hop that I could fuck with. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminded me on some of these joints, I couldn't tell you the name. I couldn't tell you the name. But it was like one or two of them that made me feel like, damn, nigga, like, this is the type of shit Master P was on. There was like one or two. It was like toward the end. I couldn't tell you which ones, but there was a couple of them that just gave me that feel, that nostalgia feel. I could tell you this though. I'll tell you this right now. Mm. I'm jumping all the way damn near to the end of the project. When that Strictly for the Gangsters drop, it was 15, 20 seconds. I had to restart that. I said, wait, hold on. How y'all coming in with that hard ass bait? I'm like, yo, y'all niggas on some other shit, bro.
Yeah.
That song right there, Ken.
And that was some other dude. That was this dude named EST
Red. Red.
Yeah.
So he part of the crew. But that, Ken, that right there, that first one, Ice Talk, that shit hit stupid.
Yeah, good way to start it off.
Dump shit, like, bruh. I fuck with this project, Ken.
Man, so you know, I be oddly interested in these young motherfuckers sometimes that has this their own little signature weird thing going on, like Sada Baby, and I've been meaning to listen to 42 Doug because he's been kind of starting to blow up, and ESTG, just to see if they would be one of those guys that I would like. So when B mentioned this on the live, because I saw this at drop, and I was like, oh, this would be a good time to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And when B mentioned on the live, I was like, shit. I couldn't wait to listen to it. So I was actually going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Either way.
Yeah, yep. One way or the other. So when you sent it, I was like, perfect. It's even better. When I put this shit on, I was like, all right, Ice Talk. Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. Dump shit came on. This shit kept flowing, man. I never judged you. This motherfucker told somebody, he said, I remember you from high school. You were a punk or a chump or a coward or something like that in middle school or something like that. No. He said, I remember from back in the day, you were a punk or something in middle school, something like that. It was some line he said. I was like, damn. But yeah, they were just talking that shit, bro. And that, man, I'm going to tell you the one that got me the whole game bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I knew how to do those young dances them motherfuckers be doing, bro, I would have been doing that shit. If I knew how to do that Saquon shit, man, I would be doing that shit. Because I was like, that fucking shit goes. That's my favorite song on here, bro. That shit is fucking crazy. I like Who's Hotter Than G. Can't Be Fucked With was dope. There was a little part, like, I think Scratch some and Free the Shiners were okay. But I'm going to tell you what also got me. Because it sounds different in the car. I can't wait to listen to it in the car. Thump Shit, bro.
Oh, yeah. I can tell.
Thump Shit. At first, it was good. But when I was listening to the car, something happened midway through that song, man. And 42 Doug was just killing that fucking shit. And then ESTG, I think, came in at the end and closed that bitch out. I was like, yo, that shit is so fucking good. And I think what I liked about Ice Talk is how they were handing it off to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I didn't really expect it. I was like, okay, that's kind of dope how they'll do that shit.
So Ken, the one that gave me the Master P nostalgia, Everybody Shooters 2. That was the one. How dark and menacing it started, and you got the little piano shit.
Yep.
That made me feel like Master P. I say, y'all niggas tapping into this real Southern shit right now, because, nigga, I wanted to put on a black hoodie and go just stuff somebody just cause.
Oh, that shit is so hard, bro. Yeah, you're right, man. That shit.
It made me feel
very Master P-ish.
Bro, I was like, y'all niggas should have got Master P on a feature on this shit, bro.
Yeah. Nah, this shit is good, man. Like, I was really, really curious to hear it once B said it was good.
Because,
You know.
B don't like this type of shit typically.
He has it in him.
Yes. Like, he likes
it. From back in the day. Because like, the No Limit shit, et cetera.
He grew up on Bumping the Whip music.
Three Sis Mafia, all that stuff. Don't get it twisted, y'all. B got the ratchet in him.
Yep.
You know, 100. It's just some of these newer cats just can't tap into the type of ratchetness that B like. And there was only a couple of, I don't know if he messed with Sada Baby or no, he said he heard a couple of joints by Sada Baby that he liked, but I don't know if he fully messed with him. But when B said it was good, I was like, okay, I gotta hear it now. Cause like you said, this type of stuff, this sound, from what I've known, he hasn't really been on that wave. But I was like, I gotta hear what B heard. Cause I could easily like some shit like this.
Yeah. This definitely is Bumping the Whip, like this whole shit. Just put, nigga, you put it on shuffle. It don't matter. Yep, that shit cut on. That motherfucker gonna hit. And sometimes, man, you need music like that. And that's why I like a lot of these youngins where, again, I'm not being disrespectful, but you don't have to pay attention to what they say wholeheartedly because what they're saying is very surface level.
Yeah.
That's no disrespect. That's the music you made, bro. You made very surface level music, but it's good. It is good.
They are saying some dope shit on it too.
They are.
Yeah, they got some lines. I can't remember them.
But it ain't deep. It don't penetrate.
Nah, because that's not the type of music. That's not their lifestyle.
That's not what it is.
It's straightforward.
Straight to the point. You know what I'm saying? But I like that, and I appreciate it. And it's just a good project. It's a good overall project. Ken, this joint. I know it's not 20 songs, 45 minutes. They put the damn 3 music videos.
I know
it
threw me off.
Yeah. But it is 17 songs. I don't know how long it is in totality.
It's like 30, because I added it to my library.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So it's like 38 minutes.
Okay, bet. 17 songs, 38 minutes. That's a lot of songs and not a lot of time, but.
No, it's actually 30 minutes.
30 minutes. That's just where we are in music today. That's just really where we are. But, Ken, what were some of your favorite joints on here?
Ice Talk, Thump Shit, I Never Judged You, Whole Game Bus, and what was the other joint? I must be missing the track. I think I am. That's what happened. I think I deleted the track. The Master P joint. So it is longer than that. Everybody Shooters too.
So for me, give me Ice Talk, Thump Shit, give me Scratch Some, give me give me Everybody Shooters 2, and give me Strictly for the Gangsters. But look, guys, you already know what it is, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in to the podcast reviews. We are back at it 2022. Is it every day? No. If you want everyday content, go to Dead End Sports. If you mess with the sports, we're doing a piece of content a day over there. So again, we appreciate you guys. However, if you would like to nominate any genre, any artist, any time, become a patron at the nomination level, and then everybody will get to vote on, if you're a patron, you'll get to vote on which joints we release exclusively on Patreon. All right. So the poll may be up in April. It may not be up in April, but it's definitely coming out in May. So make sure that you guys become patrons today so that way you are ready. You know what I'm saying? If you're ready, you ain't got to get ready, man. You know how it is. Everybody think they shooters too. We out. Peace.